Many spiritual practices over the centuries will become separated from the original teachings, and mantra in some way is one good example, and the yoga of light would be another. And there are many practices that will lead to the performance of the Divine Light Invocation, because it means also quite a bit of concentration, which is not everybody's greatest strength. It means concentrating on the various muscles of the body that should be tightened, concentration on the breath, and practicing sufficiently to have the mantra in the heart, so that it really doesn't need any thought. And it takes a while before that is properly comprehended and done in a flowing way. Even the physical movements and the focusing on the individual being put in a light group of people, the letting the feelings from the heart flow in, and a brief focus on the individuals, but mainly on the light, and to keep this somehow like a dance together, like a little speck of dust that dances in a ray of sunlight. So one of the preparatory exercises is, if we roll the scene backwards, it would be the various tension of the various parts of the body, and doing this in a very smooth way so that the mind can shift to the breath, and when that is done, the mantra has to be put in the heart by clarification of what the mantra entails. And for people whose mind works in the way of concrete thinking, that means direct images, how can one do that? And there are some other imaginations that can be used when standing on a pond of lotuses or water lilies, and see the bud, the flower closed, and it takes about 4 hours of direct light, sunlight, before the water lily or the lotus will open. So it takes some time to let that light emanate from the lotus of the heart. Then taking something like a pearl or like a diamond, some small object, and see the light playing on it, eventually emanating from it. And bringing all the powers of the mind together to focus on that very small part. Almost to a point as if one could dissolve it entirely into light. One of the other preparatory exercises is when all the words of the light invocation are really understood and be filled with that very substance of light. Then one changes to something larger, like one's own hand or feet, or filling one's own head with that luminous, colorless white light. And in between the practices, it's important to not cut oneself off from the thought of light, but seeing how in living itself, light plays a large part. If we sleep in a dark room, we are not woken by light. But if we sleep in a bright room, we will wake up from the light, by the light. Sometimes we will say, there was a flash of light through my head. Or the light of understanding. And even in very common language, people will use something like oh, thank you, I'm grateful that you enlightened me. Which does not mean enlightenment with a capital E. Or if somebody goes through an unpleasant experience and said, and finally I saw the light. Even how we use this in daily communication and conversation, it's very important. And perhaps if that hasn't been the case, once we deal with the light invocation as a practice, as an exercise and as a spiritual practice, it may entice us to think more and be more with the light. Some of the old text uses the term light in many different ways. Wisdom is called light, or light on the path. Referring to the practice of yoga. And if we think of the New Testament, Jesus has said, "I am the light and the way." There are many references to light. So it is very important to know what one means when we use the term light. It is more than the waking state. And even when we dream and go into a bright room and see light in a sleeping state, that is just another way. To see one's own body in light is a very long process. Seeing the body completely filled with divine light is one of the very important results of practicing the light invocation. Our physical body is much more an illusory body of the mind than the body composed of light.